Blog Talk Radio.
What is up, everyone? Welcome to the Cave Show with PLR. This is PLR. It is the 12th of November, Friday, the weekend is here. Thank you for joining us right here on the Cave Show with PLR. Big show lined up today. We got a lot of stuff to get into. We will have our picks today. We were on the best of show the last couple of days, so we are live. We will have our picks ready to roll for you at a quarter to the hour, the last segment of the show. Odell signed. You know we're going to jump all into that. Guest on today at 1:15, Jamel Fleming, former NFL DB, played for the Chiefs, Jags, and, of course, the Arizona Cardinals. So we're going to touch all over that as well. Aaron Rodgers is supposed to be back this Sunday. We will see how that goes. So like I said, loaded show for you today. A lot of good stuff to get into. Call in numbers 917-889-7828. 917-889-7828. So try to load these phone lines up. Hopefully I can get to some calls today as well. We are brought to you by Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco, located 4991 South Alma School. It's Alma School in Chandler Heights, locally in Chandler, Arizona. Get down, make sure you let them know that PLR sent you. They'll take 10% off of your cigar purchase. You also become a club member, get your access to the members' lounge, get your locker that backs up to the humidor, never have to worry about your sticks going bad. They do serve beer and wine, plenty of places to sit, relax, enjoy yourself. Now, if you don't want to be a member, that's perfectly fine as well. Plenty of places still to relax, enjoy your stay, watch one of their many TVs showing games that have all the league passes, all the league tickets, so you will miss absolutely nothing. Now, if you can't make it down there, no worries. Just go to Stogie World. That's stogieworld.com. Order early enough online, they will ship out the exact same day. And got to get some news out there about Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco as well. On Thursday, the 2nd of December, they will be having, it's Thursday night, 5-7, ladies' night. So get out there and definitely check it out. There's always some giveaways going on for ladies' night. Again, all this happens at Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco. I guess the best place to start is last night. There is no best team in the AFC. There just isn't. There is not a best team in the AFC. There's no team that's really better than another team. They're all basically the same in terms of what's at the top. Now we know they have the bottom feeders. I'm not, you know, confused enough not to realize that. But when you look at every division, it's not like the NFC. There's not a lot of separation. Hell, we were writing off the Kansas City Chiefs. A half game out of first. Baltimore Ravens. Some people said flat out, they're the best team in the AFC. Nothing anyone could do to change my mind. Well, dropping one to Miami might change your mind. They're 6-3. Game up on the Steelers. Excuse me. Half game up on the Steelers. One full game up on Cleveland and Cincinnati. Buffalo. Oh, they have no competition. Tom Brady's down in Tampa. They won a division last year. They're just going to stretch it out even more. New England has nobody. They let go of Cam. They're running a rookie out there. Easy division win. Half game up on New England. There's only one team that's pulled away from its division, and they're without their best player. To show you how messed up the AFC is, the Buffalo Bills have the best point differential at 117. They can only score 6 points last week against Jacksonville. The Baltimore Ravens are in first place in the AFC North. They can only hang 14 up in the positive in their point differential. Cincinnati is the worst team in that division. They have a 33 positive. That's a run and score differential. Why is my mind on baseball? And here's the one, the Chargers, whose defense couldn't turn off a faucet to stop running water. -2 point differential. They're the first place team. The Denver Broncos are the last place team. They're +34. There's no standout. Now, I'm not saying there's not a team in the AFC that can get to the Super Bowl and end up winning. I'm not saying that. But there's no team that worries you. There's no team that you're looking at that conference and you're saying, oh, wow, not going to sleep well tonight. Got to play them. NFC, totally different. Even the numbers align when you get to a point differential. For example, in the AFC East, makes sense. First place team, highest point differential. Second place second, third place third. Bottom team fourth, right? Okay. In the North, four-team division. The team in first place has the third best score differential. AFC West, the team with the best score differential is in last. Second is in second. First is in third, and third is in fourth. Makes no sense. AFC South aligns kind of like the AFC East. But when you go to the NFC, there's not one division where the team with the best score differential is not at first, and then it goes in order. And these teams are separating. Seven teams get in. So we know Dallas is getting in there winning their division. We know Green Bay is getting in there winning their division. That's two. Tampa Bay, I believe they're getting in. Some people would say, this is what you're supposed to say, no disrespect to New Orleans, whatever, their feelings, don't care. You know Tampa Bay's winning their division. And if either the Cardinals or the Rams are going to win their division, I'm still leaning Cardinals. I've just given you 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 teams. Two other teams have to pop out for the playoffs. As of now, the Saints are 5-3, Atlanta's 4-4. They're your other 500 or better teams. That's it. It's slim pickings. When you are 3-5 or 3-6 and you are only two games out of the playoffs and you are 8 weeks in, 9 weeks in to the season, that means the bottom feeders are the bottom feeders. Odell Beckham Jr. ended up signing with the Rams. Rumor has it he had thoughts of going to Seattle. In his statement, he wanted to go to contending teams, such as Seattle, such as New Orleans. Seattle's 3-5, and they're still considered a contender. Just because we know part of the reason they're 3-5 is there was no Russell Wilson. But any other year, especially before they added to 17, 3-5, you're done. You're looking up getting ready for dessert. You're done. You're cooked. Not this year. It's just different. I'm not saying it's bad or good. It's just different. So, I can't wait, though. It makes you watch the games a lot longer than you normally would. So I want to jump real quick. I know we're going to get a lot into football pretty soon with Jamel giving a call in. But I want to touch on something. I want to touch on this Ben Simmons situation in Philadelphia. And I think a lot is being done to paint Ben Simmons a certain way. Now, I'm not the biggest Ben Simmons fan. I made no illusions to anything other. But I do believe in what's right is right. Philadelphia could have traded Ben Simmons long ago. And do I believe Ben Simmons could put in more work or have and which will allow him to have more confidence? Yeah, I do. But do I believe since Philadelphia missed their window, so to speak, they're really making him be the only fall guy in this situation? Yeah, I believe that too. Daryl Morey could not pull the trade off Ben Simmons for James Harden. Could not pull the trade off for CJ McCollum. He cannot pull the trade off with any team that he's initiated a trade with. He has a couple guys that he's drafted that maybe he's wanted to move on for or ones that he moved on from that he shouldn't have. Couldn't keep certain core people together and let them walk. And now he's blaming pretty much everything on Ben. Now, I know Ben hasn't made it easy, but Ben hasn't necessarily made it that hard because guys can get moved all the time. Daryl Morey, the GM of Philadelphia, always strikes me as, I've got to win and be the smartest. I'm going to win every trade, and I'm going to be the smartest person in the world. Rich Paul came out in The Athletic and said, I truly believe the fine, the targeting, the negative publicity shine on the issue. That's very unnecessary. That's further the mental health issue for Ben. Either you help Ben or come out and say he's lying. Which one is it? Strategically placed by Rich Paul, agent of Ben Simmons. Because if Philadelphia, which they're not, comes out and says he's lying, which they're not, then if Ben really does need help, which he probably does, you basically just said, dude came to us saying he needs mental health, but we think he's lying. Let me say this. Philadelphia needs to cut its loss. They really do on this one. And I heard someone say, well, he's got to play to know what you're going to get. No, he doesn't. You've seen him play. And you know no one gets better just by practicing. You got to step in front of it live. He hasn't stepped in front of it live yet. It's time to move on. Are you going to get that caliber player back? No. Maybe you get some cap relief. Maybe you get a young guy that you think you could develop. Maybe you get a higher draft pick. But no one is sending you, especially in his price range, what you're looking for. It's just simply not going to happen. And I think Philly is digging in. Well, Philly has dug in, and it's not doing anyone any good. And next week, we'll revisit Ben, and we'll see where we are. But I just don't buy they know what they're doing. And when I say they, I mean Daryl Morey. I think somewhere along the line of Daryl Morey's life, he had Boardwalk and Park Avenue. He traded for St. Charles and some other property, Baltic, and just some other property, thinking that all of them together would average up, and it didn't. And ever since then, I think he thought he has to win every trade. When sometimes you can win a trade just by moving on from the person that's disrupting your locker room, your press conferences, and everything else. Because Ben's staying away, but every day there's a Ben Simmons question. That's not good for your team. Learn that one day, Daryl Morey. Sometimes subtraction is addition. Be right back here on the Cave Show with PLR. This is PLR. should have Jamel Fleming loaded up, ready to go when we get back. Appreciate you hanging with me on this Monday. Potential PLR.
Don't just smoke your cigar, enjoy your cigar at Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco, located at 4991 South Alma School. That's on the corner of Alma School in Chandler Heights. There's numerous TVs for viewing while you smoke your cigar, or better yet, become a club member and enjoy the member lounge. That's Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco.
You never know what you'll hear on The Cave Show.
Here's the bottom line. If people were having great sex, we'd have world peace.
You know, one day I was riding around with a friend, and the alarm on my watch went off. And I turned to my friend and I said, "Hey, shut up. Because I need to listen to The Cave Show with PLR."
Welcome back to The Cave Show at PLR. This is PLR. Thank you for hanging with us this Friday. It is the 12th of November. Halfway through the month. This is the best month ever, too, because Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving, by far, is the best holiday. It's the best holiday. Christmas is a close second. But Thanksgiving is the best because Thanksgiving is centered around food and football. And that's all you do. That's all you. That's all that's expected of you. When you get up at 5 a.m. and start cooking, you can have your beer, you can have your scotch, you can have your bourbon, and no one looks at you side-eyed because it's about football and it's about food. It's about getting your grub on. If you still have good bones, you go play a turkey bowl. But no one looks at you side-eyed when you have a little taste when you start cooking at 5 a.m. because it's never too early. Christmas, great holiday. Basketball starts in the morning, runs all night. You can't have a taste at 5 a.m. The kids are waking you up at 5 a.m. And you have to be cognizant enough to put together, if you got little kids, you got to be cognizant enough to put together the crap that you bought them that takes 7 hours to put together. So there's no tasting until the evening. And by then, you're worn out. Thanksgiving's coming. A couple weeks away. Best holiday by far. It's Cave Show with PLR. As you know, we're live. Right now, all you did was go to sportscave.com, Caves with K, and click the live button. There we are. We also have a replay that plays at 3 o'clock. KSRN, download that app from your Apple App Store, Google Play Store, anywhere you get your apps from. Also, hit us up. Make sure you're following us over on Spotify and iHeartRadio. The Cave Show is brought to you by the Sports Cave. Remember, Cave is with the K. Get alerted, download those apps, know when we upload new shows. It's been a minute. It's really, truly been a minute. Got a man on here with me, the one and the only, former DB for the Jags, Chiefs, and those best record in football, Cardinals. A man, the one, the only, Jamel Fleming. Jamel, what's going on?
Hey, what up, Paul? Thanks for having me on.
Yes, sir. Thank you for hanging out. I've got to give you an apology here. When the season started, I said your former team would be lucky to win 5 games. They didn't just prove me wrong; they proved me dead wrong. What's going on with these Cardinals? What is it that they have that so many people that pick games didn't see coming?
Well, Paul, come on now. The thing is, they got so many veteran good players, really good players on their team. They picked up so many good ones. I mean, you can't be sorry. You got J.J. Watt. You have Chandler Jones already, you know, on defense. And you got, you got Buda Baker, even though he's been there. You got all the receivers they got now, you know, A.J. Green. I mean, you got D. Hopkins. I mean, when he was with Houston, you got to remember, he had seasons where he didn't drop a pass. That's ridiculous.
Yeah.
We all forget about that stuff. You know what I mean? Our running backs. And then we got Connor. You know, and Connor, you know, I didn't like Connor. I still don't like Connor. I don't trust Connor. But the reason why I know why he's playing so hard right now is because he didn't get that contract that he thought he was going to get from Pittsburgh. And so
exactly.
Now he wants to show and prove, you know, himself that he's worth that. And that's why he's running like a crazy man. Now, I don't know if he's going to do that David Johnson thing once you pay him. He's going to be like, I ain't trying to run the ball no more. But I know why he's going to run the ball this year. You know what I mean? So that's the biggest thing. Like, people, you know, because I was like, why would you pick up Connor? I don't even like Connor. I didn't like Connor when I watched him at Pittsburgh. Like, you know what I mean? Like, Le'Veon Bell or Connor? Like, are you crazy? But, I mean, look, he leads the league in touchdowns. You know, so and then we got, and then Kyler Murray, of course, he's just a super freak athlete. I mean, and people don't give Kyler Murray enough credit. I mean, the dude can run and he can throw. He can do both. Who you know that can do both? Nobody. The only thing that's the problem is, you know, he's a little shorter. But he can run and he can actually throw the ball. Like, I mean, he got drafted to throw the ball, play baseball. Like, this is ridiculous. You know what I mean? And that's the craziest thing. Like, Lamar Jackson is great, but you just saw him yesterday, and he can't throw the ball like that. I mean, come on now. Like, that's why, you know, I mean, he's going to be great for years to come. I mean, because even when he slows down his legs, he's going to turn into a Drew Brees. So he'll still be great.
Yeah, now that's the one person I had no doubts about, to be honest with you. No doubts about Kyler. In fact, I'm getting kind of irritated with national media when every week they're like, oh, our MVP, oh, it's either Lamar or it's Tom Brady. It's like, are you guys not watching? are you not? And he does do everything well. I'll tell you what I think is funny, though. When you started talking football, I think it's funny how you can always tell what side of the ball the person played on, because you went to defense first and then talked about the offense second. So you can tell. But I want to get this. Let me say this on with us right now, the one only Jamel Fleming. I see I have four callers on hold. We're going to hold off. We're going to take calls between today, between 20 minutes to the hour and a quarter till. So basically 40 to 45. That's when we'll try to squeeze all the calls in, if you could call back, or you could hold, up to you. So we got into the discussion yesterday, Jamel and I, about everyone's good friend, Aaron Rodgers. And here's what I said. And Jamel, this is where I came from. I don't give a hoot if the dude is vaccinated or not. I really don't care. Personal choice. If he is, he is. If he isn't, he isn't. I don't care. The NFL has a policy in place where you test more, as long as you're not playing in a city where you have to be vaccinated, it's your choice. I get that. Here's my problem with him. He lied. And he lied so he wouldn't have to go through the questions over and over. My point is, the guys that didn't get vaccinated, like Kirk Cousins and Lamar Jackson, they took those questions. It took up about a week or two of their time. And no one is even talking about it anymore. They're done. They got it over early. They got it done. They now know that if they get COVID through the year, they're taking a chance that it'll resurface. But that's fine, because we're not talking about it. We're talking about Lamar Jackson not being able to beat Miami. No one gives a crap that he's not vaccinated. Mm-hmm. What Aaron did was just lie and misled people by saying something that everyone and their mother would think, okay, yeah, because he followed up with, and for the guys that aren't, that's their choice, basically leading you to believe that more. Then he goes on a talk show after he's busted, and he starts throwing around the code words, the woke mob, the this, that. And then he gets this whole side on his side. And that's that hard-leaning side that said, oh, they're trying to cancel Aaron Rodgers. Nobody's trying to cancel Aaron Rodgers. I don't give a damn if he's in a commercial lot. What do I care? But then he comes back and he says, I'm an athlete, not an activist, because I don't think that went over the way he thought it would. And so I guess all I'm saying is basically, bro, people really don't care whether you are or not. People care that you lie.
People do care, Paul, they're passing laws to get vaccinated. So people do care. That's the issue that he was having. And that's why when he was talking about the woke mob, because, I mean, people do, like, feel, like you said, he lied, right? Paul, he had to lie. He doesn't want to be an activist. He didn't want to be out there, you know, oh, well, I don't want to take the vaccine. Blah, blah, blah. He didn't want to answer those, you know, those questions. And then they would have been like, oh, man, you're anti-vax. Just like they did Kirk Cousins, like you said, just like they did Lamar Jackson. But the difference is they're not Super Bowl champions. They're not going into the Hall of Fame already. They're not just the last year's MVP. You know what I mean? Like, this is Aaron Rodgers. And my thing is, so I understand where he came from, because I wouldn't want to do that stuff if I was Aaron Rodgers. I'm like, if I don't feel like taking it, I'm not going to be the one having to be out there championing it, right? Because now look at all the media attention I get just because I didn't want to take a vaccine. Just because I didn't want to, I don't feel like this is good for my body. I mean, and he said he's allergic to some of the stuff, which is a real reason why the people are getting adverse reactions to it because of that. And it's a small amount of people. But at the same time, you know, like, he shouldn't be forced to have to answer those questions. We don't ask, are you vaccinated from the measles? Or are you vaccinated from the chicken pox? When do I ever ask you anybody that? When have you ever asked? When has anybody ever asked somebody that? You know what I mean? And so the fact that we have to now be questioned, you know, on those things, I can see why he lied. And also, too, remember, he lied to the media, but he did not lie to his team. The Green Bay Packers and the players knew Aaron Rodgers was not vaccinated. He had to do the protocols and follow the protocols when he was around them. So he was doing the right thing around the right people. He just didn't say that to the media.
But he wasn't
hurting anybody.
But he wasn't following protocol.
That's
why he got fired.
He did. The only protocol that he didn't follow was when he walked into the media thing and had to do the media with the mask on. And remember, Lamar Jackson, I could have sworn he wasn't doing media with the mask on. And then I start seeing him right when Aaron Rodgers is going to start putting the mask on when he goes to the media. But still, that was the only thing. And the people are like, I mean, far, far away. So they weren't going to catch COVID. And everybody had to be in there, had to be vaccinated. So if Aaron Rodgers tested negative, right, coming in there, then he was never going to harm anybody. So that's another thing. Like, yeah, even if he lied, he still wasn't going to hurt anybody because he had a test to go in there.
I agree with you.
It's like, yes, he lied.
I agree with that.
He lied, but he doesn't need to be a leader, though. You know what I mean? Like, we keep putting these people on pedestals, and they need to be a leader. He's only the leader to the football team. Paul, a leader to the football team. I can go get a football team right now. I can go gather a team outside. Now I'm the leader. It's a football team, Paul. He's not a leader in society, though.
I got you. But he didn't – but see – it brings the question, for me anyway, what else has he lied about? And we do that with our kids. We tell our kids, if you lie about something little, you'll lie about something big. And so here it is. The team knew, but I'm not letting the team off the hook. The team didn't make him follow protocol. Because if the team would have made him follow protocol and he would have showed up to a press conference in a mask, someone would have said, wait a second, dude. If you're vaccinated, why are you in here with a mask on? So I'm not just saying he lied. I think Green Bay lied. I think they should be fired too. And
I'm okay
with him lying,
Paul.
But I think they lied.
Okay with him lying.
No, I'm not okay with him lying because you know what? There are too many. He doesn't have. Look, you don't have to be an activist. All he had to say was he didn't have to say anything. He could have said, you know what? I choose not to answer that question. And left it up in the air.
Okay.
That's fine. But we all know the cover up is always worse than the lie. Always worse than the lie.
Paul, let me ask you this though. We put these people in these predicaments. You know why? Because there's another football player out there, right? Where we have not asked this, and I am so curious, and I wonder when somebody's going to ask, or if they are ever going to ask, and they probably won't, because it's the NFL. Tom Brady. We all know Tom Brady did not take that shot. Tom Brady doesn't even eat bread. He doesn't even eat strawberries. He doesn't eat tomatoes. Tom Brady doesn't even eat. Why would he take a vaccine? There's no way you could have me believe that Tom Brady took the vaccine. There's no way.
From what I understand, from someone that works Tampa Bay media, he is vaccinated.
No. I want to see the ID card. Don't have it. Where is your ID card? I got to see it.
You want?
You know what? I want you to do it on national TV, Tom. There is just no way Tom did that. That's why I have. That's why nobody's even saying anything about Tom after Aaron Rodgers had this, right? Nobody's even came at, you know, I wonder if Tom Brady. That's why you never see that on the media. Because there's no way. There is no way. If he doesn't eat a tomato, he doesn't eat a strawberry, he going to take a vaccine? Are you crazy? But
that's what I'm just going by what I'm just going by what
Subway I heard. Sandwich. He don't. He won't even eat a Subway sandwich. Come on, man. Come
well, that's,
on. No,
well, that's,
no, no.
That's because of Jared.
That is so true. Yeah, that's probably the real reason, though, right there. Jared scarred everybody. Oh man.
Yeah, Jared got his arm with
Subway. You know, that's the only thing. That's the only thing. Why haven't we asked Tom Brady though? You know what I mean? There's the GOAT. Why have we not asked?
Yeah,
the GOAT?
No. Listen, like I said, there are people that have said some stupid stuff, real stupid stuff. Like, oh my God, you know. They should move on from him. No, you're an idiot. Dude is probably one of the top three talented quarterbacks. You're not going to move on from him. You're going to want him. What you're going to try to do is get him healthy to play this Sunday, so Jordan Love don't have to come out there and play again. See, maybe I'm separating myself from other people. I don't care if he's vaccinated or not. I really don't. I just think most people, and what we've seen, is most athletes, whether it's baseball, whether it's basketball, whether it's football, they all just said it at the beginning. And you know how it goes with this media stuff. After a week, there's something else that's happened, and that's no longer
correct.
In the cycle, and it's burned and it's done, and he's now 8-1 or 7-2. Nobody would give a crap.
Right.
It's burned. Look, no one's even talking about Jackson because that cycle was back in August. What happens, though, is now, let's say Lamar does test positive the week before the playoffs. Now he'll get that heat back. But for now, nobody cares. I just think that Green Bay was at fault for giving in and letting him do what he wanted to do. I think he was at fault for lying. But does that have to do with him playing football? Care less. Does that mean that I think he's an activist? No, I've always thought Aaron was a selfish guy, to be honest with you. In terms of he's got to keep heat off himself and blame someone else.
Yes.
Honestly, there are some guys that are just selfish. Look, there's two dudes I know in the NBA that I like that I wouldn't call a friend, but I would call a good acquaintance. They're selfish as hell.
Mm-hmm.
But, hey, that's them.
Yes.
That's them.
Mm-hmm.
So you just have to move on. And I think that he caused a lot of undue to himself. And I think Green Bay caused a lot of undue to themselves just by him breaking the protocol. In fact, I sent the tweet. I don't give a crap if he's back to follow the protocol. The Zeus walked around after following the protocol. Just follow the protocol.
Mm-hmm.
Now, all of a sudden, I bet you now he does his meetings on Zoom. I bet you now he shows up in the press conference with a mask on. Because all of a sudden now the NFL and Green Bay, they turn an eye. And the NFL always does that bullcrap.
Right.
They always turn an eye to their stars.
They do.
This time it bit all three of them in the butt.
It's all about business. It's about business.
It is, but
you know how to do that, you know?
Just don't let Jordan Love start
it. I know, right? That's the biggest thing. Hey, Paul, the thing is with me, though, with the vaccine and the mask and all that stuff, those masks don't work. I can't even stand those masks. You know, that's another thing. If you're not wearing an N95 mask and a real true mask, because those masks, if smoke can go through it, then obviously a virus that's even like a tenth of the size of smoke can go through that. You know what I mean? And that's another thing. And like, we're not really doing the correct things all the time, you know, because like, just like if you get in the airport, right? I went on an airplane. Yes, there's 6 feet behind everybody to check in. But then you're on the airplane right next to somebody, breathing, right? And they're like, what is this?
You can smoke a cigar.
Uh-huh.
Back in the day, you smoke a cigar, but when you get up to go to the bathroom, you got to put a mask on. Like the cigar smoke protected you against COVID. I get you. See, my issue isn't that the rule makes sense. My issue is, and I've always said this with COVID, I'm just going to follow what the business dictates. I follow. So if I go into a store, because I'm fully vaxxed, hell, I'm media. I've got to be fully vaxxed. just to get in the building.
Mm-hmm.
I can't even get in the NBA building
yep.
unless I'm vaxxed. So, and have my proof on my clear pass that I'm vaxxed. But if I walk
right.
into a building or I walk into Costco or I walk into Walgreens and it says a mask is required, I'm gonna respect that business owner. I'm not going to go full Scottsdale Karen on somebody and start talking about my rights. I'm just going to respect that business for the 10 minutes that I'm in there. And I think that's what I'm saying. Whether the mask worked or not, there was a protocol.
Right.
And all I'm asking
you know,
is that, dude, you're not above the protocol.
You're not. He's not. And my biggest thing, though, is that I feel like I just don't like us making up stuff in society, too. That very irritates me just because, like, things that don't work and things, and we're pushing this upon people, even with the media. The media have been subjected to, like, you know, like yourself, having to take the vaccine. Like, why do we have to do things that are not necessary? You know what I mean? And there is truth behind, like, if you had got COVID and you wasn't vaccinated, your antibodies are 13 times stronger than somebody that is vaccinated. And the efficacy on the shots, too, they have gone down. You know, as the studies came out now, them retesting people and seeing where the antibody levels are at. And so that's why I'm like, guys, like, they haven't done enough studies for us to be over here championing one side and not championing the other side. You know what I mean? Like, it's crazy because we're on this, like, you know, this whole COVID thing, right? And we haven't had enough time. We haven't been through enough to see who was right and who was wrong, you know? And the pick sides is just, so, you know, we've been doing a crazy time right now, very, like, unprecedented time, you know? So that's one thing I wanted to get off my chest because I don't get why people get to one side or the other when we really don't know. We don't have the science yet fully, you know, behind it. So, you know, till then, you know, hopefully, you know, we can push on as people and just start just treating each other right.
Yeah.
You know?
Hey, look, I can technically do my job without going to the arena. I can't do it as well. But I could do my job without being in the arena. So, like I said, it's a rule. It was my choice. Also, it was my
yep.
choice because I knew inevitably my kids were going to have to. They play sports. There are some leagues or some arenas. You have to be vaccinated when you get to be a certain age. I'm not putting anything in their body that I haven't put in mine. If that means that I have to be the guinea pig first, then
yeah.
hey, then I'm down with that. But like I said, with him – because I do want to ask you about these Sooners before our time runs out. With him, I'm just saying, for him, for me, for anybody, if the sign says wear a mask, before you walk your ass in that door, put your damn mask on, because that business is asking you, they're telling you what their policy is. If you don't like their policy, get your butt back in the car, drive your ass about 2 miles out. There's going to be another store that says recommended or there's no sign up. I just think being the Scottsdale Karen doesn't help you, and you just get your 2 minutes of TikTok fame, and you look really silly doing it. But I got to ask you about the Sooners before time runs out.
Yeah.
So the Sooners are undefeated. Now, I've never seen this before in my life. An undefeated Big 12 team can't crack the top six in the playoff voting or however they do it. What is it that Oklahoma is doing to these judges that have them not believing that Oklahoma is at least a top 16?
Well, the first off, you know, we've been getting hated on. We've been getting hated on since the 90s. But the thing is now, though, you know, I understand why before at the beginning maybe of the season we wouldn't be in there. But now – I don't really have a good answer for you. But before, when we had Spencer Rattler in there, and it is so crazy. I mean, this guy was going to be a Heisman, you know, finalist easily. I mean, he probably would have won the Heisman this year if he would have just did even half as good as the guy we got now playing, I don't know, Caleb Williams. If he would have just been doing a little bit of what Caleb Williams is doing now, he'd have been easily won the Heisman, probably would have been around at least first-round pick. I mean, that's a sad story in itself right there. Like, I mean, how he just fell off of the bandwagon, you know, midway through the season. I mean, that's been so crazy. But Caleb Williams, oh, my gosh, where did we get him from? I mean, whoever found him, oh, that was just beautiful. I mean, have you seen him play? Have you seen him make the plays that he made when he came in the game? I mean, when he first came in,
I watched the Texas game.
He ran that 66-yard touchdown. Oh my goodness! Like brought right back into us. I mean, we were down 28-7, Paul. 28-7 in that game. It was the first quarter. And oh man, he put the team on his back, and we almost blew them out. And then
yeah,
but prior to, you know, like last game when we played against Kansas. Did you see that? It was 4th-and-1. We need to seal the game. We're about like a touchdown, you know, and we just need to keep the ball, you know, so we can run out the clock. This guy, 4th-and-1, does a read pass option or whatever, right? And hands it off to the running back. The running back gets stoned out there. Kenneth Williams said, "No, you was not losing us the game." He took the ball out the running back's hand and got the first down. I have never seen that ever in football. I didn't even know you could do that. I didn't even know you could ever do that. Like that, I didn't even know it was a thing. I mean, Caleb Williams, I mean, boy, I'm telling you, my goodness. He might win the Heisman this year. I'm telling you, if he has a couple more games like that, he might be in the Heisman race. I mean, it's ridiculous how great a true freshman is. I mean, I have never seen somebody come out there with that much poise and tenacity and courage and it's all that, it's the want to, and you know what I mean? I mean, as a freshman, to get tossed into the fire like that, I mean, that's amazing. And I hope he does this, you know, just keep doing well and pushing our Sooners forward. But, I mean, our defense, though, boy, our defense is a little rough. I mean, and that's probably one of the biggest reasons why they keep us out of the I mean, I would have kept us out of there, too, out of the top four. I mean, come on, man. I mean, like, our defense, I don't know. I mean, we can't stop a nosebleed. I mean, we are just, it is awful. I don't know. And I was even thinking about, man, maybe I need to go back over there and try to get on part of the coaching staff and recruiting side of something. Because y'all are terrible. Just terrible.
Well, what I'm looking at here, though, at 9-0, if you beat Baylor, who's ranked 13th, you beat Iowa State, which is a good team this year, not a great team, and you beat Oklahoma State, I think they're going to be hard-pressed. The committee is going to be hard-pressed to keep a 12-0 big 12 team out of the playoffs. Now, obviously Georgia is still winning. They're going to play Alabama. Someone's got to lose that game. Ohio State still has to play Michigan and Michigan State. Someone's going to end up with two losses. That's going to disqualify them. And Oregon has to win out. Cincinnati's a wild card. But I think that you guys, even though you're sitting on the outside looking in, I think you will be fine. But I just had to ask you, how are you on the outside looking in over a Michigan team that lost one, a Michigan State team that lost one, an Ohio State team that lost one, and you guys still haven't lost the game? Found that real interesting. But listen, though, we got to catch up again. The clock is smacking us in the face. We got to catch up again. What'd you? Just out of curiosity, did you give up cigars from Lent? What'd you do?
You know what? I've been on this little healthy kick too. I'm on that Tom Brady diet right now. So that's what I'm doing right now. So that's the only reason why I haven't really been doing anything. I got into cycling. You know, so I've been doing that too. Actually, pretty. Therapeutic, you know, that's something they don't tell you about, you know. But
Well, I guarantee you, I have some no calorie cigars. So the next time you're ready, let me know. They're all no calorie.
Well, thanks, Paul. I appreciate it.
Hey, brother, I appreciate you. I appreciate you joining, and we'll catch up soon. Tell the family I said hello, and I'm glad everyone's doing well.
Will do. Thanks, Paul. You take care.
All right, brother. Talk to you soon. That's my man there. One only Jamel Fleming. I promise to squeeze calls in. We'll do that. We'll do about 3 minutes worth of calls right after this break. It's Cave Show, PLR.
Don't just smoke your cigar, enjoy your cigar at Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco, located at 4991 South Alma School. That's on the corner of Alma School and Chandler Heights. There's numerous TVs for viewing while you smoke your cigar, or better yet, become a club member and enjoy the member lounge. That's Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco.
Bombs and birdies, baby. Bombs and birdies. That's all it's about.
Here come the drums.
All right.
Here come the drums.
All
Welcome back to the Cave Show, PLR. This is PLR. Thank you for hanging with us this Friday, the 12th of November. Always good to catch up with Jamel Fleming. A lot of insights, love to share. Always bring you both sides. That's what makes us fun. That's what brings you on. Thank you for listening to us. Make sure you follow us on social media at The Sports Cave on the Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Cave is with a K. SportsCave.com is our website. Again, Cave is with a K. And you can get me directly on the Twitter at PLR on Sports. Call in numbers 917-889-7828. We got 3 minutes to squeeze some calls in. Let's do that. Thank you for your patience. It's Cave Show with PLR.
Hey, Paul, how are you?
Hello, my man. How are you?
All right. Been a couple of days.
Yeah, I've been on crazy assignments. I thank everyone for fighting through the best of show so we can get back live.
Speaking of crazy, well, I think Sam Darnold's a goner. After what started to be a great season, well, he's injured, and now it looks like he's going to be a dead duck.
Well, it's good to see Cam. There's a segment coming on Monday called PLR Dead Wrong, and that's going to be on there. I'm glad to see Cam is back. I don't know how effective Cam will be, but it's good to see that he's back. And, yes, Sam Darnold, everyone that loves Sam gave him every excuse in the book. Sam just can't help but throw the ball to the other team. He's just not good. I mean, there's no other way to put it. Not very good.
That reminds me of something when I was young. It was in a schoolhouse rock. I thought, you threw the ball the wrong way. I ran with the other team. Oh, boy. Hilarious.
Yeah, that's good old wrong way Regals.
Yeah. Yep. You threw the ball the wrong way.
No,
you just lost us the game. So what? I'm with the other guy. Oh, boy.
Yeah, he's just not a good quarterback.
No. And you heard about a brouhaha in the NBA last night. Maybe.
That was insane.
It was. Too bad I didn't get a chance to see it.
Yeah, that was insane. That was a Donnybrook. Hands were flying.
Four players ejected.
Usually players in basketball, usually they're not really about that life. They pretend like they are. I call them the king of the homie backs, which is usually how it happens. You know, you got me? You got me? Okay, yeah, I'm going to see you after the game. Come to the locker room. But last night, Rudy Gobert and Miles Turner, those are two big boys to get into an altercation, you know? Then you got Donovan Mitchell in, and then you got Joe Ingles in. You know, he's fighting for Down Under, you know? So, just crazy.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah, you know what? It's funny. I wasn't even going to mention that, but I haven't had an opportunity to say Donnybrook in a while. So, thank you for giving me that opportunity, Lou.
My pleasure. All right. I know your time is short, but I just probably check in. Talk to you next week.
All right, my friend. Have a good weekend. Be safe.
You got it.
All right. That's my man, Lou. Good friend of the program. Two other calls. I'll try to squeeze you in after picks. If you can hang with us, great. If not, I do apologize. But, yeah, that was a Donnybrook, a melee. Hands were flying. You don't see that. Listen to me. I'm not just saying this to say this. There are a lot of people in the NBA that are hold-me-back fighters. Just like in life, there's a bunch of hold-me-back fighters. Plus, let me tell you something. You're a grown-ass man. What is fighting really accomplished? Everyone that fought is going to lose money. What'd you accomplish? You're a tough guy? Tough guys don't have to fight. Tough guys have to send an aura that they will fight. You know, and that goes back to Jokic. Let me tell you something. Jokic got suspended a game for pushing Markieff Morris, which was a cheap shot. I'm not saying it's not. 100% cheap shot. 100%. But we got to be honest, too. And this is coming from somebody that likes the Morris twins. There are times people just get sick of this shit, though. When you push a 7-foot dude
while he's jumping in the air at his side, there is no telling how he could come down and how he could get hurt. Or better yet, how he could then snap and want to get even with you. So let me clear that up. I am not condoning a push in the back, just like I didn't condone a push in the back last year when Pat Bev pushed Chris Paul. Although Pat Bev, that was some real punk bull crap. Because those were words, you were just getting your ass kicked and you didn't like it. But there are people, listen, this is coming from a couple of dudes I know. And one person I know that used to play in the NBA. They're tired of them. They're tired of all the little cheap shots. And they're basically coming out saying, we're not taking that crap anymore. Same with Pat Bev. Same with Rondo. There are people in the league that are tired of them. There's a difference between playing hard and playing tough and playing shady and dirty. And people are getting fed up with it. And, hey, the Jokic brothers told you, leave it alone is done. Marcus, Markieff, hey, I know you cats can deal with a lot of smoke, but this ain't your regular smoke. This ain't your regular brother smoke. No one is saying you're running scared. No one's saying you're being a punk. But y'all might want to leave this one alone. It's not always bright. Let's try to chop down every tree. Let some trees grow. I don't know what the hell is going on with the NFL these days. But they've lost their minds. The picks that should be picks, the picks that should be wins aren't wins. The picks that should be easy aren't easy. But this is week 10. We've had 7 good, 2 bad. So if you bet your money right, you should be in the hunt. So let's do this. We'll start off with the Falcons and the Cowboys. Cowboys are a 9-point favorite. They couldn't cover the big points last week against the Broncos. In fact, they just got their asses 100% kicked. This week, I think it's a different ball game. No, I don't. Do not take those 9 points until you find out exactly what they're doing with their injuries. If you take that one, make it a late last bet. Don't like that. Too many points. Saints at Titans. I don't think the Saints offense performed very well the week before. I just think their defense stood up. Will their defense do it again against the Saints? If you have an upset game, this would be the one. Take the Saints, take the points. Or take Tennessee if you want to root for them. Just take the Saints and the points. Colts, 10.5 on the Jags at home in Indianapolis. That seems safe. Take that one. Browns, Pats, New England is a 2.5-point favorite. I think the Browns are going to go in there and just win outright. Take the Browns and take those points. Bills and Jets. The Bills looked like crap last week. Mike White starting for the Jets. I think the Bills are going to try. This is their get-even game for the way that they played the previous week. Their defense is no joke. Take the Bills. 12.5. I know it's a lot. Take that one. Steelers, Lions, 8 points. They're in Pittsburgh. Steelers are better than a lot of us thought they would be. Take them. Take them in at 8 at home. The Lions are just a bad team, bad organization. Bucks are at Washington. The Washington football team is a 9.5-point dog at home. This is Brady coming off a bye week. Let me repeat that. This is Brady coming off a bye week. 9.5 isn't enough. Take those points. Vikings, Chargers. Chargers 3-point favorite at home. I keep telling you, Kirk Cousins, it just depends who he's playing, where he's playing. Chargers defense can't stop the run. Vikings can run. I look for this to be an upset. Vikings over the Chargers. Eagles, Broncos. Who cares game? They both looked halfway decent last week. Broncos looked great. Eagles looked okay, even though they lost. Broncos are 2.5-point favorite at home. I like their defense against what the Eagles never do. Go ahead and take Denver and that's 2.5. Seahawks, return of Russell Wilson. Packers, return of Aaron Rodgers. More than likely, probably. Green Bay is a 3.5-point favorite. They're at home. It's in Lambeau. I understand Russ is back. I just will go with the Packers at Lambeau any day of the week regarding this game. KC's going to Raiders in Vegas. The winner of this game will look good. They will have 6 wins. Raiders don't need it as much as the Chiefs. They still need this game, though. Chiefs are favored by 2.5. Have they really shown me anything? No. Even with that being said, I'm still taking the Chiefs to lose. Raiders should win this at home. Raiders, flat out, outright win. And then the Rams go to 49ers. This is my lock of the week on Monday. They're 3.5-point favorite. Take the Rams. Take the points. Last week was really the make or break game for the 49ers. You might see a lot of Trey Lance this week. Take them. And then in the last game, which is really the first game, the Cardinals are at home against the Panthers. They're a 10.5-point favorite. I'm going to tell you right now, hold on this game until the end. If you have a healthy Hopkins, if you have a healthy Kyler, go with the Cardinals at those points. If you do not have a healthy, stay away from this game. I don't care that the Panthers are rolling out Elmer Fudd to play quarterback. Stay away from this game. On bye this week, the Bears, the Bengals, the Giants, and the Texans. It means the Bears, the Giants, and the Texans can't lose this week. All right, everyone, those are your picks. Go out and make yourself a little bit of money. I gave it to you. Enrich those pockets while you can. I'm not going to tell you what betting service to play with just because none of them have decided to pay me yet. When they do, I will tell you which one of those to use. Until now, use them all. We're your bookie, whichever comes easier for you. All right, everyone, get ready for some good football sports. We got college football, pro football, some big college games this weekend that will determine a lot. A lot of good pro games, a lot of good hoops on this weekend. So make sure you're checking everyone out. The Lady Devils play tonight. Go over there, play in Minnesota. Check them out if you can. Go Lady Devils. I keep telling you, Coach Charlotte, great A program over there with the Sun Devils. Until next time, everyone, thank you for joining us. Thank you for putting up with the best of shows throughout the week. We were back live today. We will be back live Monday with a new segment called PLR Was Dead Wrong. Tomorrow morning, I'm on with my guy Dave King over on the solar panel. I'll have the link for you on our Twitter and Instagram feed. Check me out. It's on at 8 a.m. These guys really put on a good show about the centered around the Phoenix Suns. Excuse me. I waited until the very end to lose my voice. But definitely check them out. It is, like I said, just a really, really good show. Dave King and his crew really put on a good show, and I'm honored that they asked me to come back a second time around. So 8 a.m. tomorrow morning, YouTube Live. Make sure you're following us at Sports Cave on the Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, Caves with K. SportsCave.com is the website. Again, Cave is with K. You can get me directly on the Twitter at PLR on Sports. Everyone be safe. That devil is still out here. Take care of each other. Enjoy your weekend. Until Monday, this has been the Cave Show with PLR. Tips, bring us home.